Between now and then, we are going to hear from a woman who left a life in the banking IT sector to fulfill a love for tracing her roots. Maeve Mullen is now a genealogist, and much of her work involves tracing people who have been left something in a will. We talked about that and the importance of knowing where you come from. She first told me where her interest
in genealogy from my dad. He would have done family history research years ago, the hard way, with pencil and paper and going to repositories and looking through old dusty books and records and microfilm. And I suppose that's what piqued my interest, was years ago as a child, listening to him and watching what he had been amassing and the information he was putting together. And then I suppose the internet was made for genealogy, and genealogy was made for the internet.
Were you interested in his results? Were you interested in finding out more about your family tree?
Yes, my dad is from a little village called Six Mile Cross in County Tyrone, and the research that he was doing into our family going back the generations certainly piqued my interest for sure. Irish history is very much the background context to genealogy research, you know, the times through which people were living. It's the backstory of the tree that you might be putting together and what a family were living through. So at that stage, I started doing some work part-time, and then before I got to the end of the master's, they actually asked me, would I join them on a full-time basis? So I started as a researcher, and now I lead the research team in Dublin.
And I want to talk to you in a few minutes about just the importance for people of finding their roots, knowing where they've come from. But part of your work is involved in finding people who have been named in wills. What are the challenges involved in that, Maeve?
The challenges are that there can be many people with the same name. Part of the due diligence research that we do is to make sure that the Patrick Murphy that we locate is the correct person and not another Patrick Murphy. The other challenge is that so many Irish people emigrated all over the world, and sometimes family will know that a person went to the UK or went to America or Canada or Australia, and other times they may not know at all. Recently, we were searching for a death record for a gentleman regarding a probate case, and it was thought that he had passed away in Kenya. The death record couldn't be found in Kenya. It turns out that he actually died in South Africa. So those are some of the challenges that we come across.
Have you ever been defeated by a case? Have you ever had to give up? The person just couldn't be found?
There are times when a person cannot be found, and that might be that they were using a different date of birth, that they weren't actually sure of their own date of birth years ago or today, that they wanted not to be found. But in those instances, from the point of view of work that we do for solicitors, our due diligence and in our report, we would list all of the due diligence searching that we have done. And then solicitor on behalf of their client can request an insurance policy against that person turning up and asking for their share of the probate estate or whatever it is.
Will you tell us about the case that one of your colleagues worked on? When I read it, I almost cried. It was about this man who had left the house that he had bought to his former fiance, but they had been together for decades. Will you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, actually, Audrey, he didn't leave the house to his former fiance. It was just that he had never taken her name off the deeds. The gentleman in question, he passed away. He made a will. He had never married or had children. His sister was the executrix of his will. But when the solicitor came to sorting out the deeds of his house, she realized, oh, there's somebody else's name on the deeds here with the deceased man. And it was then when his sister heard whose name it was, she realized that, oh, that's the girl that my brother was engaged to years ago. But it didn't work out and they never got married. But he never took her name off the deeds to the house. And, you know, maybe he was wondering, would she return? But that never happened because she had her family were against them getting married. So she took her family's advice and moved away, started going out with somebody else and married them and had children and had a very happy life. Then I'm sure it was a bit of a bolt out of the blue to get a phone call from ourselves. She immediately knew exactly who we were speaking about, and she was very sad to hear that he had passed away. So,
and she had assumed he had moved on like her and had a relationship, but he never did.
He never did. Yeah, he never did.
Maeve, will you talk to us then about the importance of finding your roots? Because I'm fascinated by this. I always say to my daughter when I'm trying to persuade her of the importance of history as a subject in school, that if you don't know the history of your country, you don't know who you are. And is it the same with us as humans?
Absolutely. There's so many people who are so very interested in their family history. And, you know, we love when we're researching a family to come across a person who, I've done some of this research already and can point us in the right direction and give more background to and the family lore and the family stories regarding the people. I suppose the person who would be the family historian within a family, sometimes they have gaps and question marks. And those are the gaps that hopefully, usually we can fill those gaps, you know, let them know who, what happened to a great uncle Paddy who went to America, or Auntie Mary who went to the UK, or whatever. But when we contact people, they certainly are very interested in their family history. And actually, when a case is concluded and we have given our report to the solicitor, we can provide beneficiaries with a family tree, but the information details of anybody who is alive is redacted from the tree. So it's only deceased members of the family that would, but there's always huge interest in that.
And you as a genealogist, I mean, you would understand that need for connection with your past, because I suppose the words family tree are very appropriate. If you don't have that knowledge, it's like a tree without roots.
Absolutely. It's very important to people. And I suppose sometimes when we contact a family member, and it may be that somebody in their family has passed away, usually in the UK, and it might be an urgent case because their funeral actually hasn't happened yet, and we may have been asked to locate some family so that an undertaker can be instructed and that person's funeral can go ahead. And most times family members are so interested to know what was anything about that person's life and where did they live and what did they work at. And they would be hoping that they wouldn't have passed away on their own, you know, and all those sorts of things. So it can be really important then that family know those details and possibly have details of the person's grave so that at some point they can go and visit. It's very important.
It is. Do you find that people are still as keen as ever to discover their roots, or is it something that we become more interested in as we get older?
I think we definitely become more interested in it as we grow older. Having said that, there are lots of young people who are very interested in their family history. And in the days before COVID, when we used to attend at the General Register office for research of births, marriages and deaths, the combination that I used to love see was a grandparent and a grandchild. You know, maybe a teenager would have all of the kind of IT side of things sorted, whereas the granny or the granddad would be keeping them on the right track as to, yeah, I think that's the right townland name. No, that's not right. They're a different family. That's wrong. It's lovely to see that kind of research going on. It's brilliant.
Such interesting work there. I was talking to Maeve Mullen, genealogist, and that's it for this week's Sunday Sequence.